Hey, you guys, it's William and Sinan calling from Movie Blogs. We are inside Rotterdam Ahoy, and we have just watched three rehearsals here inside the press center. The first country up was Georgia, Tornike Kipiani. He was followed by Albania's Angela Peri-Steri. And then rounding us out was who?
Portugal.
Yes, the Black Mamba. Ooh. Should we talk about it?
Let's do this.
Georgia. There is still no dolphin. That was my favorite part of his music video, but there is that gorgeous voice. Today, he didn't play around. He wasn't doing super high falsetto and super low growl. Instead, he sang his song. This was much better. They've refined the moment when lyrics are projected onto his body. He almost looks like Rodin's The Thinker, sitting there with his mic, and the lyrics of his song are, you know, illuminated in yellow. Later, we see the lyrics, you know, with you in gold on the background. It's actually quite beautiful. I still think it's too simple to go through, but it created a lovely moment, and it's definitely grew. I just wish more happened with the song.
Yeah, me too. I didn't see any changes of the staging, but it was really good vocally. I'm happy that he wasn't, you know, or something like that, you know, with his voice. And, you know, in the backdrop, they had I Love You in English and Georgian. That was beautiful, I think. And, yeah, there's nothing much to say about this, but I'm happy that he didn't, you know, kind of trolled us, you know, when something went wrong. But everything was all right, and yeah, good luck.
Trolling is out and singing is in. We move on to Angela Peri-Steri from Albania, and let me tell you, this one, of the first three we saw, this one in the morning, this looks so good. The storm, the clouds, the smoke, it's so much more dramatic. Every time she moves, something happens. You know, when you blink your eye, your mind pauses, absorbs all this information, and when you blink again, it's ready for new information. You've processed that, and this is a series of blinks in this performance. You blink, there's smoke emanating from behind her. You blink, she's moving her arm, creating a circle of fire. That circle of fire then becomes a cloud of smoke, which then becomes a white light. This is so amazing. When the music is going da-na-na-na-na-na, you see things pulsating on the back wall. She brought her body today. During the first rehearsal, she was just like walking in the park, checking it out. Okay, there are lights, there's
the
stage.
But now she's running.
Yeah. Yesterday she walked, so now she could run. This is everything. This was so good. She's going through.
Absolutely.
I said this before we got here, but now I believe it 3,000%. There is no way Albania is not qualifying.
You know, Albania in recent years never disappoints with stagings, like Joni de Malici, oh my gosh. And, you know, they added some small effect on that circle smoke thing.
Yeah.
I saw like little blue fire there, like in the end, like little blue fires. I think it adds really cool effect. And oh my gosh, she performed even better now. And I love that part after the bridge, the backdrop goes, you know, like heavenly, you know, white, golden, and so cool. And it matches her outfit and her energy, you know. Absolute vocals, 100% on point. And I think this is going through. This should go through.
One other thing I just want to add, a lot of the acts will have very busy backgrounds and there's a lot going on, a lot of graphics. It's almost distracting and headache inducing, but with her, it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Everything goes teal, everything goes gray, everything goes red, and yet it works. Because even within the red, they have texture, you can see smoke. This is classy, this is sassy, this is slaying. All right.
Absolutely. I just want to add something.
Go, girl.
You know, when the smokes come, they come exactly at the same time when the beat, you know, drops. Like,
dun, 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 dun.
Like really, they really synchronize the beat and the effects coming up like together with the, I mean, millisecond, or how can I say? Like the small from
second. It is precise. The timing is precise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the final act to rehearse this morning was Portugal's Black Mamba. And a Black Mamba is, of course, a snake. It slithers smoothly, it moves. And they were as smooth as a snake about to swallow a rat. You know what I'm saying? It starts off in black and white, monochrome. Then it gets blue. And then you see the stage. It's almost like a vaudeville stage. This elaborate lighting effect creates a stage within a stage. A golden heart, repeated in triplicate, I think. it's kind of like the GIF. If you type in heart in Instagram, you'll see a heart inside a heart inside a heart is rising, and then you see the silhouette of a woman in bell bottoms walking down the street. We still don't know where she's going.
Oh, she's going to slay. She's going to slay.
We don't know if she's going back to the coffee shop where they met. We don't know if she's walking to her new life. We just know that she is on the move, progress, advancing. His vocal, I'm sorry, this is one of the best of the competition. The way he sings, I was only sweet 16, yeah. It's just so gorgeous, so original and so distinct. And they are so likable. We have an interview on the Wubi Blogs YouTube channel, and it's impossible not to like them.
No, I mean, he sings very, you know, in peace, like peacefully singing, like in comfortable. Like, he knows what he's singing, and he knows that he is giving us the message they want to give. And I love that part when, you know, at the first the staging is black and white, and then it's like square, like 3-4 frame, and then it goes wide open, like 16:9 with colors. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Well, Portugal, I think they could be the surprise qualifier, because we thought that this song would have, you know, struggles to qualify, but I think they could be, you know, the surprise qualifier, because there's nothing, you know, negative to say about it, even though the song is not, you know, one of the best songs in, you know, in the
history of world music.
Yeah. Or, you know, in the Eurovision fans community, but there are more, even more people, you know, who will watch it for the first time, and there are so many people that like this kind of music, and they will vote.
I think juries are going to eat up his voice. That voice is a voice for the final, my God. It really is. I don't know if the song is dynamic enough for the televote, but people will respect it.
Yeah, I think the juries will give more points than the people. Than the televote.
Yes, well, that's what we think. What do you think? Do you think that Albania, Portugal, or Georgia are going through? Who is your favorite of these early acts? Who improved the most? Let us know here on Wubi Blogs.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel. We have a lot of videos coming up today, so thank you for watching.
Semi-final one is on Tuesday, so it's more important than ever that you subscribe. We'll see you later.
Bye!